presentation. Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
I don't know any but Jesus. They just went through the whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went... Alright, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
On WW Radio. And now, Vic Anthony.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. Malakalikimaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
Malakalikimaka is a thing to say on a
bride. Online, World of Wrestling, OWW Genesis, WTR, Wild Talk Radio Networks. I'm Nick Hethley on the phones, broadcasting from the entertainment capital of the world, Los Angeles, California, and you are tuned in to online World of Wrestling Radio, OWW Radio, where fans and legends come together, whether you are a viewer of WWE, Monday Night Raw, ECW, Superstars, or Friday Night SmackDown, TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies. We talk them all, including MMA. I like this song, Tim. Don't you like this song? Reminds me of the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I love this song. We want to hear from you, and we made it easy for you with our toll-free telephone number, 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876, hit option 2, or DOS for my Mexican Amigos. Email address is radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. That's radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Thanks for being a part of the program, Mele Kalikimaku. Man, I love that song. That's so different, and with being on vocals, the Andrew sisters backing them up there, with being on vocals, it just takes you back, certainly, to a different time where things were just a little slower and things actually mattered. They actually mattered from minute to minute, man. You know what I'm talking about. The sun to shine by day and all the stars at night. All right, Tim. Anyhow, what's up, everybody? Nick Anthony here. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be. You guys getting excited? Christmas is coming. What is it? Next week, 2 weeks? I don't know when it is. I just track. If it wasn't for the Christmas songs on Coast here in Los Angeles. If it wasn't for the Christmas songs there, I wouldn't know, man. I don't know. So happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you guys. I wouldn't remember if it wasn't for Coast, like I said. It's sad, too. No one to blame it on, I guess. How about the commercialization of the holidays? Maybe that's who you blame it on. Me not knowing when Christmas is. Yeah, that's it. It's the commercialization of the holidays that once we all called our favorite holiday. And speaking of, since we're on the subject, I was talking to one of my friend's sons. He's about third grade, I guess. I was talking to him the other day. I think he's in the fourth grade or fifth or third. I don't know. Who cares? He's a kid in grade school, however old he is. Anyhow, I'm asking him, what does he want Santa Claus to bring him for Christmas? And this dude looks at me like I have a third rotating head, man. He's like, there isn't a Santa Claus. That's for kids. I said, excuse me, walked away. 5 minutes later, he comes out of the kitchen with a coffee in his hand. Who do you blame this on? There goes Christmas. That's where we stand now with old Santa Claus and Christmas. At least here in the States. As politics ruined it. Commercialization of Christmas. That ruined it, certainly. Here we have a fourth grader who doesn't believe in the guy because it's kid stuff. So being who I am, I do a little investigating journalism. And I find out not only does this little dude not believe in Santa Claus, but he also gets $5 for losing a tooth. You hear me? I said $5. I don't blame you for getting pissed off because I just received $5 for losing a tooth. I didn't come close. I was growing up, we got a quarter, maybe 50 cents if we're lucky, a dollar. But five, no sir. $5 growing up when I was growing up was a gold mine to me. I was set for 2 weeks, maybe three. You guys have it so easy now, you preteens and teens listening in. What are you gonna do? It is what it is. All right, Aaron Kendrick not joining me today. He's some holiday ceremony. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. We didn't do the show on Tuesday. I had a bit of a sore throat. I think I was battling the swine or some sort. I couldn't go on. Emails left and right from people. Where's the show? Where's the show? Producers scrambled trying to get things situated. Tim over at WTR, he didn't know what the world's going on. But here we are. OWW Radio Friday nights. Bringing you a show. So give us a call, 888-357-9876. Join me, will you? 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Twitter, we're there too, / what is it, OWW Radio. Also Facebook, /OWW Radio. Check us out, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right. Tonight on the show, what are we doing? This evening on the show, Slam Wrestling has a book out, basically talking about the history and getting into some of the past interviews of professional wrestlers that they had on the site and such. It's a great book, out now. We'll be talking about it in our second hour with the co-writer of the book, Slam writer John Waltman, man, joining us here on the show in the second hour on OWW Radio. Also on the show, Hulk Hogan did the news with what some people call a very controversial statement about the wrestling fans. We'll get into that. Also, the Monday Night War that will take place on January 4th of 2010. We should go live that night after the show. What do you guys think about that? Corey, what do you think about it going live? I know there's a... What comes on Monday, Tim? What do you think about all of us guys, all of WTR wrestling hosts, live that evening? after the Monday Night War shows, we can talk about the event. Compare the two. Crown a victor of the night. What do you think about that? It's like a super show. Yeah. Be good. Just an idea. Also on the show, speaking of Hogan, he did an interview with a radio show a week back or so, where he talked about the aforementioned and some very interesting things he said. He talked about what his plans are for TNA and how Kevin Nash mentioned to him about bringing in the old gang, man, which would be a bold yet semi-retard move on his part, right? Yeah, these guys can draw numbers and sell merchandise, but they are past their prime, man, and can't perform. If Hogan brings them in, it will certainly, the war will certainly fall. TNA will certainly fall, in my opinion. The reason I would bring them in to TNA would be for management positions, mentoring. That's it. Just mentoring these young guys. Being on camera as managers and spokespeople for the guys who can't speak. Similar to what Donnie West is doing to that amazing red kid. Other than that, they have a spot in TNA with the current roster already inflated, man, and young and talented as they are. Somebody has to give these guys their shot. Just as this quote-unquote gang that Kevin Nash talks about gave him and them. More on that later. WWE TLC. Tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh, no. That's what I told the producers a couple of days ago. TLC, what a joke pay-per-view this was for an end-of-the-year blockbuster event. Now, I was listening to a show the other day talk about how well done the pay-per-view was and the card was great. And how the pay-per-view was great. And Vince McMahon was great. And so forth and so on. Everything was just great for these guys on this particular show. Should I mention this show? Nah, I won't. They need to be mentioned, though, because they were just completely brown-nosing McMahon in this pay-per-view and how crappy it was. Well, in my opinion. They loved it, though. Everything was just great for this show with the TLC pay-per-view. Well, I beg to differ. Because although on paper the card looked semi-decent, the pay-per-view lacked reality, ring psychology, and any wrestling for that matter. The show blew, quite frankly. And the McMahons should be ashamed of the product that they produced. Simple as that. The show sucked. Tables, ladders, and chairs, you would think blood would be involved. We'll get into it a little bit later on. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. 888-357-9876, 888-357-9876. I was talking to Daniel, the Truth, on OWW Genesis the other day as well. And we were talking about the TLC pay-per-view. He actually loved it, too. He enjoyed it. We got into a bit of an argument. And to his credit, I guess, he was looking at it as the no blood angle being a step forward for the WWE to that next stage, being like an MMA and a boxing atmosphere for the WWE. Bull. If I want MMA, if I want boxing, I'll go to that, right? The WWE is completely pushing away from its roots. Completely. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876, option 2. Again, 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. When we come to the
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Derek Bischoff,
Nick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestlers today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
This holiday season, join the Wild Hog Radio Network as we present the first annual Rockin' Cindy's Christmas Contest. We are looking to find the best singer of a Christmas carol as well as the best picture of a Christmas tree. Complete contest details can be found on the official website of the Wild Hog Radio Network, located at wildhogradio.com. Help us spread some good old-fashioned holiday cheer this holiday season.
Merry Christmas!
Once again, it's that time of year. The gift-giving season is upon us, and Click Wrestle fills in the giving mood. Listen up. If you purchase any videos at Click Wrestle and enter the code Santa Claus in the coupon code box during checkout, we're going to give you the gift of a 25% discount. Do you hear me? 25% discount when you mention the word Santa Claus in the coupon code box during checkout. So, this holiday season, give yourself a gift featuring some of the most exciting men and women professional wrestling has to offer. Offer ends December 26, 2009. ClickWrestle.com. ClickWrestle.com.
Spaceman, oh spaceman, come rescue me from this calling. Hallelujah, come rescue me.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked. Hang loose, hang ten, high five, go get 'em, fight the good fight. You're listening to WTR with Biff Naked.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hut. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Just rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
All right, 888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. All right, Hulk Hogan is in the news. Did an interview with, what was it, Main Event Radio a couple of weeks back or a week or so. He said some very, very interesting things that I got clips for. We'll go over a little bit of them. Because some of the things he said was very controversial, especially the one with Kevin Nash bringing the guys in, the old band, he said, the old gang, bringing those guys in. But we'll start off with this. Go ahead, Tim.
Partnering up with Dixie Carter, I think I've got a set of fresh eyes, you know, and I'm not all about the writers and, you know, having the writers telling you every word to say out there, and I'm not all about, you know, going to the arena and having the promoter go, okay, well, here's your agent, you know, Jerry Briscoe, or here's your agent, Pat Patterson. I'm not all about, you know, sitting there and talking for 4 or 5 hours about a 10-minute match. You know, the way I feel, if these guys can't talk and they can't wrestle, they ought to pack their bags and head up north, you know.
Wow. Right off the top, Hogan slams the WWE in this interview with Main Event Radio, saying that the writers and agents have their place, but at the end of the day, if talent doesn't have it here in TNA, they need to pack their bags and head north, meaning the WWE. By the way, wasn't WCW very writer-heavy with that NWO angle? Wasn't it Hogan and the quote-unquote gang spewing the storylines heavily in that promotion? What's Hogan talking about? Furthermore, everything he did, whether WCW or WWE 80s, was heavily scripted, wasn't it? He goes on to say, I'm not all about writers, he says. Play Hogan 1 again, Tim, will you? I'm not all about writers. Play Hogan 1.
Partnering up with Dixie Carter, I think I've got a set of fresh eyes, you know, and I'm not all about the writers and you know, having the writers telling you every word to say out there, and I'm not all about,
all right, stop it right there,
you know,
Tim.
Going to the arena. And
I'm not all about the writers. Meanwhile, the Hulkamania in the 80s was all scripted, and you know, that Hulk up thing he does, all scripted. That's all writing. I think he forgets all his promos back in the day were pre-taped. That's why he took the showbiz or storytelling route in all his matches, rather than rely on skill and athleticism. All of his memorable feuds were very heavily scripted. Andre, Warrior, Slaughter, the NWO, like I said, The Rock. My God, Hogan, what are you talking about? I don't rely on the writers. Hogan 2, Tim.
Tonight War 2.0 of sorts. What do you think the chances are going up against WWE's flagship show?
Well, you know Vince is going to throw everything he has at you. You know that.
Yeah, definitely.
I just went to the Australia tour, and he just did everything he could, you know, over in Australia to upset the apple cart, you know. And he should be the only person to breathe air in the wrestling game, you know, and I think that, you know, other people should have opportunities too in business, you know, and ever since I made this announcement, you wouldn't believe some of the wrestlers, the people that have been calling me, a lot of friends, a lot of people that are up at the WWE now are calling me because they're not happy with the current situation, and, you know, we just might surprise you, we just might get some momentum on Monday nights and turn this thing upside down quicker than you think.
You think he's lying there? You think Hogan is stretching the truth? You think he has some guys in the WWE calling to go down and be a part of Impact TNA now that he's there? I personally don't see it. I don't see it happening. I may be wrong, but if I'm getting millions of dollars at a promotion on top in the professional wrestling game, I'm not going to be a B talent on a B promotion and make C dollars. You get what I'm saying? I'm not going to do it. I don't think he's telling the truth there. I don't think anybody from the WWE is calling Mr. Hogan, Mr. Bollea, down there at TNA. I don't see it happening. Next tip.
Definitely an exciting night on January the 4th. On Impact, Kevin Nash has mentioned that you're coming in and you're not coming in alone. Which talents are you currently maybe scouting about possibly bringing in with you?
Brother, I'm not telling you who I'm bringing in. Come on, brother. You know better than that. Come on, you've been around long enough. I'm not going to tell
you. Yeah, brother, maybe you can get some people talking about it. Maybe give us a little hint or something.
You know, Kevin's talking about putting the band back together. You know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And I had a long talk with Kevin yesterday. And a lot of the stuff he was talking about made sense, you know. But I don't need any problems. I just want guys that really want to work hard. And, you know, we've all matured a lot and we've all learned from our mistakes. So you never know. Putting the band back together might be part of the whole deal.
First off, I don't know why everybody has to say brother, brother, brother. And I heard you guys talking about this too, Tib, on you guys' show. It's just every word, every other word, I should say, is brother, 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 this, brother, this, brother, this. And then the hosts themselves start talking this way. Play it again. Play it again. He's brother, brother. He's asking the question and incorporated brother in his question. Play it again, Tiff.
Definitely an exciting night on January the 4th. On Impact, Kevin Nash has mentioned that you're coming in and you're not coming in alone. Which talents are you currently maybe scouting about possibly bringing in with you?
Brother, I'm not telling you who I'm bringing in. Come on, brother. You know better than that. Come on, you've been around long enough. I'm not going to tell
you. Yeah, brother, maybe you can get some people talking about it. Maybe give us a little hint or something.
You know, Kevin's talking about putting the band back together. You know what he's talking about. Mm-hmm. And I had a long talk with Kevin yesterday. And a lot of the stuff he was talking about made sense, you know. But I don't need any problems. I just want guys that really want to work hard. And, you know, we've all matured a lot and we've all learned from our mistakes. So you never know. Putting the band back together might be part of the whole deal.
Wrong. Bad idea. Don't do it. Go directly to jail. Don't pass go. Do not collect $200. Wrong move. If this band or gang is put back together, what possibly is to gain from this? This will turn us away. Why on earth would this interest any of us? Like I said earlier, maybe as a manager or some sorts, but to be talent in ring and wrestling, wrong, bad idea. In this clip, Hogan also mentioned that he didn't want any problems, he said. I don't want any problems. What do you think, or who do you think he was referring to about there? Possibly Scott Hall, his drinking problems that are widely known about. He can certainly be a problem, couldn't he? Sure, I would love to see Scott Hall around. But what on earth can he offer us? We got these TNA, what are they called? X Division. That we hardly see. You want to bring the band back together. I don't see it. I don't like it. And if Hogan's going to do that, that's the wrong thing to do. Wrong thing to do. We'll take a break. Come back with the rest of the clips here on OWW Radio. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option 2 or radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar, tough enough trainer, and just all around gadabout. When I want to talk or I want to listen to someone else talk, I go to wildtalkradio.com.
With 2009 coming to an end, Wrestle Talk Radio returns to the airwaves on December 27th to present to you the WTR Year in Review. From the return of a charismatic superstar.
Make it easy on yourselves, you little troll. Come out here and face me like a man. Your dad can't save you now.
It's Christian.
This moment has just become instantly classic. Christian has returned.
To stepping outside of our fantasy world of fake feuds. To the reality of Jeff Hardy's current legal woes.
Look, I won. So I guess I proved everybody wrong. I became the first ever straight edge world heavyweight champion. And then I got rid of Jeff for good. And just 3 weeks after he's gone for good, Jeff goes and does what I've been saying for months. It's all there in black and white. You can turn on the TV and you can see it. But I'll tell you this, Eve. You'll never see my mugshot posted all over the internet. You won't read about me in the headlines, unlike Jeff.
And for the legend that still has it.
And low drop kick, get right to the patella. Oh, hang on. Watch this, Michael Cole. This is how it's done. Oh! Vintage Ricky the Dragon!
Join Wrestle Talk Radio on December 27th at 10 p.m. Eastern for the good.
Michael Cole is in there! Let's go! It is! 17 and 0!
The bad.
Feels like an hour for Orton!
And the ugly.
I have just received word. Here is your winner. It's the new WWE Champion, Randy Orton.
Well, wait a minute. Randy Orton retains the title. Randy Orton retains the WWE Championship. He is the champion. He
didn't
win it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have just received word that Mr. McMahon has reordered for this match to restart.
That was 2009 right here. Only.
I really can't stay.
Betty, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
Betty, it's cold out there.
This evening has been
hoping that you drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hand. They're just like
my
ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
What's your hurry?
And father will be pacing the
listen
floor.
To that fireplace roar.
So really I better
beautiful.
Maybe just
why don't you put some records on while I pour?
And the neighbors might think
Betty, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this chain?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
True break the spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
red. I ought to say no, no.
Mind if I'm moving closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Ah, oh, but it's cold outside.
Outside.
All right, OWW Radio, 888-357-9876. Ray Charles, baby, it's cold outside, man. You know, Ray, something about Ray, he never had the best vocals, the best voice out there, but it's so unique that he topped so many charts out there, and that's something that you don't hear now. Right now, everybody thinks that they're a great artist, they're a great singer, they have great vocals. But then they get into the studios and they enhance it. So in reality, they aren't great vocalists. They aren't great singers. They aren't great artists. Ray Charles can get in front of a mic and just belt out. Just belt it out. Stevie Wonder, belt it out. And now you have these fake, false artists, singers, vocalists out there pretending to be a masterpiece with vocals. And it's horrible. Everybody thinks they're a great vocal singer. Get behind a glass in a studio somewhere and produce Grammys. I tell you, man, the hell are we gonna do? Where are we at? Are we gonna we're on Hogan 4 and now? Welcome back to the program, first of all. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option 2. Taking your phone calls. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Also your emails. This next clip, in the interview Main Event Radio had with Hulk Hogan, one of the hosts asked a question to Hogan about the six-sided ring. And the debate has been going back and forth for about 2 years now. Of course, TNA has been on the scene for 7. Whether you like it or dislike the six-sided ring. But when it was asked to Hulk, this is what happened. Hogan Fortip.
There's been reports online about you possibly not being the biggest fan of the six-sided ring. Is there any truth to that?
I'm going to finish answering your question about Flair because I'm talking too much. But as far as WrestleMania 8 goes,
he completely squashed the question, thus bringing me to the conclusion that Dixie Chick Carter will only allow Hogan to control certain parts of her company. He completely blew past the question. And I understand being different, Corey. Corey and I had this discussion earlier. Corey wrote, it's not like there isn't already a zillion other companies that use the four-sided one. I'm all for individuality. I enjoy the different presentation of TNA, the different ring, the different entrance way, the different TV production. I've kind of become accustomed to WWE style. It seems very bland. That's Corey. So the debate will continue. So what, Corey, that most of the talent in the company hate the six-sided ring as well as the ramp? But oh well, what the hell do they know? They're only talent, right? Hogan 5, Tim, go for it.
Yeah, brother. I know you really got to go. You got a really busy schedule. I just want to ask you one last question. TNA right now, they're a 7-year-old company. They maintain a strong base. What will Hulk Hogan build on top of that base? We've heard some things about you possibly not being a huge fan of the six-sided ring, and maybe that's one of them, and maybe some other implementations that you plan to impose on the
company. We're going to flip this thing upside down, brother. I'm going in there January 4th. That's going to be the very beginning, so just hang on for the ride. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.
Love you too, Hulk. Yeah, thanks a lot.
Here, man.
There's
bye-bye.
That brother again. There goes those brothers again. Those brothers come out like... Oh, man, like your morning constitution, all right? Every other word, brother this, brother that, brother this, brother that. There you go, Hulk Hogan on Main Event Radio, not really answering the question about the six-sided ring again. They asked it to him again, and he just blew right past it. Did you guys catch that? You didn't want to talk about the six-sided ring. But he did emphasize that he will turn not only the TNA promotion, but the wrestling industry upside down. What's your opinions on Hulk Hogan joining TNA, becoming the man behind the scene, making things happen over on Impact? What do you think of his comments in this interview with Main Event Radio? Because here's the consensus on Hogan from where I stand. Hogan will say whatever he thinks will get him the most favorable responses at the time. Corey, the executive producer of this program, said, I think this is all over the simple fact that Hogan can't stand the idea of WWE making money without him. And when Vince wants to use him, they're best friends. When he doesn't, Hogan does everything he can to make Vince look bad. He can't get over the fact that it isn't 1985 anymore, and the WWE doesn't still revolve. The WWE doesn't still revolve around Hulk Hogan. The business is bigger than any one person. That's Corey. Are you feeling that? You accept what Corey just laid down and feel the same way about the Hulkster? What's your opinions on it? Here's my take. I love the guy. Don't get me wrong. Not Corey. I'm talking about Hogan. He didn't make the business, but he certainly brought it to the forefront, and he deserves. You listening to me? He deserves to live, breathe, and benefit off of it until he decides to call it quits. My opinion. Yeah, I understand it was the 80s, and there were several other very talented wrestlers who helped unquestionably to bring this sport over mainstream. You had Macho Man, Randy Savage, the Ultimate Warrior. I know. Managers like the Heenan, Mouth of the South. You had Bret Hart. Even some of the lesser know, like the Bad News, The Amble, Davey Boy Smith, Big Boss Man. You had all these great talents, legendary figures, Sergeant Slaughter, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, all these great talents helping Hogan out. I know, Zabisco, I know. Don't send the emails, I already know. But Hogan did more for us than they did. He brought the fans to the wrestling industry. You can't deny what Hogan has done and what he can still do. He is in that same league as a Michael Jackson, in my opinion, as the world's biggest star. And for TNA, or rather the wrestling industry, to not have him involved in any way, shape, or form is ridiculous. My opinion is that the WWE should be utilizing Hogan. We know Bret Hart just signed with back with the WWE. But all these guys, they should be utilized in the WWE, because without them, hell man, the WWE, it would not be where it is right now. And you know it. Sure, Hogan and this latest interview with Main Event Radio may not have been completely telling the truth about some things. But if that's what he needs to do to bring some attention to TNA, then he is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant, because it absolutely worked. What did Bischoff say? Controversy creates cash? Controversy creates cash. That's what Bischoff wrote. And don't forget that old saying and how that old saying went. Don't let a little thing like the truth stand in the way of a good story. What do you think about this? 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Let's go to the phone line, Tim, if you will. Caller, you're on the air, OWW Radio with Nick. What's up?
Hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm all right, dude. How are you?
Doing real good. This is Horseman.
Yo, who is this? Oh, Paul,
Horseman.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just tuned in just a few minutes ago. On your comment about Hogan needing to be used by WWE,
yeah,
I mean, they tried that. The problem is Hogan thinks that coming in one or two times a year, he's the number one guy, and that's just unfair to everybody else. I mean, you got the guys there like Cena and Triple H and, you know, everybody else who's, you know, working day in and day out. You can't bring Hogan in on a one-time shot and give him the biggest payday and give him the best contract. I mean, it's unreasonable, and it's, well, it's stupid, to be honest.
Well,
it goes back to, go ahead.
I understand what you're saying, but doesn't these guys have to pay their dues? Hogan, I completely agree with you, by the way, but still, don't these guys have to pay their dues and allow Hogan to come in on that I guess, a WrestleMania or that pay-per-view event, whatever it is, and completely raise the stakes? Because if Hogan's there, you know he's going to bring in the audience, the shares, the buy rates, and that's thus giving more money to the guys on the undercard, right?
Well, yeah, but here's the problem is you can't bring in a guy who's going to raise stuff, say 10% across the board, and give him 20%.
So
it's losing 10%.
Right.
That's the
kind
of thing that Hogan wants.
I agree. But you know, are you disagreeing that he doesn't deserve it? Are you saying that he doesn't deserve it, though?
Okay, no matter how good you are, no matter how big you are, no matter what you've done, if you do not generate money, enough money, to cover what you're getting and then some, you're worthless.
Hogan is generating money, though, Paul.
Exactly, but again, you can't bring someone in who's 55 years old, let him come in on a one-shot deal, beat your top guy, and that's the end of it. That doesn't generate future money.
Okay, I agree with you. I completely understand.
Where Hogan is now is below the Triple H's and the John Cena's and other people.
I don't know about that, man. I'm going to disagree with you there.
You
I'm going to disagree. With drawing power?
Hogan is past his prime.
Wait, but withdrawing
Hogan's
power.
Only a name.
But Hogan's withdrawing only a name. Power. Paul, withdrawing
okay.
power. You're going to say that
if,
Triple
if,
H...
Okay, let me ask you this.
All right.
If Hogan comes in to a one-shot deal and loses, will it change what he brings?
No.
For Hogan?
Will it change what Hogan brings in? Will it change him? Is that what you're asking?
If you bring Hogan in and he loses to someone, will it
okay.
change what Hogan gets?
No, it's not.
But if you bring Hogan in and let Hogan lose, will it change the guy he loses to what he gets?
Possibly.
Yes. It will help him. Having Hogan come in and losing and winning doesn't hurt or help Hogan at this stage of the game.
Right.
So to have him come in and win, all that does is hurt your other guys who are there day in and day out. And the guys who are there day in and day out
okay.
are your bread and butter, not the one-time shots like Hogan.
All right. Okay, you just said it. Not the one-time shots. If he constantly comes on this one time a year, so let's say a WrestleMania, and make him like a Undertaker figure where every year he comes in and he builds up this amazing streak, you don't think people are going to tune in every year to see if Hogan might keep this streak going for WrestleMania? The buy rates would be crazy.
Yes, it will. But then as soon as you see the streak happening, you're going to have the same thing happen again. It doesn't matter who Undertaker wrestles at WrestleMania, they're going to lose. So it doesn't help that person, and no one wants to do it.
But, okay, that's the illusion that we're putting on. We're saying that he might lose this year. You better tune in. He might lose this year. This might be the year that the almighty immortal Hulk Hogan, the guy that brought us professional wrestling mainstream, he might lose this year to who? This guy. You know? And why not?
He's at 55 years old and not wrestling full-time. He shouldn't beat any superstar.
That's true. I agree with you.
Saying, let's go get George Foreman and let him box the top guy once a year. Has George Foreman got a chance in hell of winning?
No, hell no.
Exactly.
Thanks for your
fans,
call.
Even fans know that.
All right. I got you. I agree with you, man. Thanks a lot for your call. 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Paul, absolutely right here on OWW Radio. One thing I do not agree with, though, is that the drawing power. He mentioned that Triple H, John Cena, or even Shawn Michaels, whoever else he said, can outdraw Hulk Hogan. And I completely disagree with that. We're taking your phone calls on the issue. Hulk Hogan, TNA versus WWE, the McManagement, over there on Monday Night Raw, January 4th, 2010. We'll be right back here on OWW Radio.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Finn Fiction,
Mick Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestlers today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pros use, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Hey, this is the Spud Guy, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern as we get an in-depth of the world of wrestling. And as always, you can find me there, the real voice of Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You better not cry. You better not cry. Wait a minute, Jim. Jim, stop this. Stop this song. Stop it. Play Bing Crosby again, please. I don't want to hear Springsteen. I don't even like Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, I don't know. It just reminds me too much of the 80s, and the 80s was horrible. Horrible decade for music. Absolutely horrible. Big hair. Only thing satisfying with my birth. Springsteen socks. This isn't Bing. This is Ray Charles.
I really can't stay.
This will work though. Play no Springsteen. Why would Shock even put that in there?
This evening has been.
Yeah. Challenge me. I don't care. I don't like Springsteen. Sorry. My gloves. Literally. Oh, how can you not like Bing Crosby? You're a moron. You don't know anything. How can you not like Bing? That's like saying you don't like Sinatra. You don't like the Rat Pack. You don't like Dean Martin. You can't say you don't like Bing.
And the neighbors might think
OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Telephone number. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, email address. Baby, it's cold outside. My throat kind of still hurts a little bit. I don't know what's wrong. I ate like 30 million throat lozenges. Does absolutely nothing for me. Nothing. Bret Hart's in the news, of course. It's official that he has signed an agreement to make his way back to the WWE. To what extent, I don't know. We contacted Bret and have not heard back from him yet, but when and if we do, you guys will be the first to know on our front. Anyhow, Bret had some choice words for the man of the hour, Hulk Hogan, involving his comments and TNA WWE Monday Night War on January 4th. Bret said on an interview with the Observer, Hulk Hogan doesn't have anything to offer anymore. How the hell can he say that, Bret? Bret said he doesn't have faith in Eric Bischoff or Hogan when it comes to recreating the Monday Night Wars with TNA. He respects TNA as a company and Hogan brings competition for the sport, but doesn't think they're going to do anything major, he said. Bret said Hogan has played himself out to the American audience and doesn't have anything to offer anymore. He feels he still has a lot of ideas and different things he can contribute to wrestling. His ideal job in the business right now would be something similar to what John Laurinaitis does for WWE. He would want to be involved in planning matches and storylines, Bret said. TNA has always been good to him as far as extending offers go. Basically, so there you go. That's Bret Hart. Basically, he was commenting on the Hogan news saying he doesn't have it anymore. That's what he's saying, basically, in a nutshell. Which may be true, but simply put, he does deserve it, don't you agree? He does deserve to earn a living, and it should be within the business or industry he helped, if not solely put over in mainstream, don't you agree? I mean, that's what Bret Hart's doing. When did Bret Hart leave Ring of Honor anyway? Was there reports on Bret finishing his contract with the promotion? Now, obviously he completed it, but when? I didn't hear anything about it. I know Bret would have never walked out on a company, would he? Kind of sucks what everybody's doing to Ring of Honor, ROH, the third promotion here in the States. I'll talk a little more about it when we come back second hour. Don't forget Slam Rider, the Slam book. John Waltman joining us next hour here on OOWW Radio, man. Right back.
Alright, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
The Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is now on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got some email?
Yeah, after watching Mark Sanchez scarf down a wiener on the sidelines, Jeff Garcia immediately demanded to be traded to the Jets.
You want the latest NFL news? You won't get it here. You want NFL stats and analysis? You won't get it here.
Skip Bayless talks to Chad Ochocinco Week 8.
The Steelers and the Ravens will wind up better than you. I've got you losing down the road here.
Losing what?
Baltimore? At Pittsburgh?
Chad, please.
Skip Bayless is like my crack.
If you want the best and funniest NFL podcast on the internet, join us for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Friday nights at 8:30, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bang!
Hey, The Answer here, better known as William McConnell, co-host of Cigarette Butts and Bandanas. Just letting you know, you can keep it tuned here to Wild Talk Radio Network every Saturday night around midnight or midnight and a half at CB Radio, the show with no conversational boundaries. If you want to get in on the fun, go ahead and call 267-97-1397. Tell them you want CB Radio, and we'll play your voicemails on the show. Or, if you're a little shy, go to wildtalkradio.com and join us in the chat and talk to the fellow listeners and the hosts themselves live while they do the show. So remember, if you're bored, feeling a little lonely, or just want to say nothing to no one in particular, do yourself a favor. Call the number.
Do you have a business that you are looking to take online but have no idea what an HTML or a JPEG is? Do you currently have a website that is in need of an overhaul? Or do you have a website that needs updating but you don't have the time to do so? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, then you need to check out WTRProductions.tk, where you can get quality web design and management at an affordable rate. Looking to get the lowdown on all the services we offer? Then shoot us off an email by checking out our contact section so that we can help you get started building your online home. WTR Productions. High quality work for an affordable rate. Built the way you want. Located at www.wtrproductions.tk.
Option number two at 888-357-9876, radio and online, World of Wrestling. I was just eating some Christmas bologna. Coming back from the bathroom. First hour, we talked about Hulk Hogan and the TNA War, or the TNA Monday Night Raw War. It's going to be happening January 4th, 2010. I was talking earlier about the Ring of Honor situation and how everybody's basically dumping on them, man. Oof. That's been right. I kind of feel bad for the third promotion here in the States. Any of you guys hear reports about Bret Hart leaving Ring of Honor? His contract ending? I didn't hear anything about it. I didn't know. Truthfully. Ring of Honor, man, gets dumped on left and right by everyone. WWE goes pillaging through its talent, disrupts the flow of business as usual. Then they don't even sign the guys. You heard anything about Dragon? Let me know. 888-357-9876 option 2. You hear anything about Dragon over there at WWE? We know Desmond Wolf, aka Nigel McGuinness, he's TNA talent. But what's up with Dragon? What's the story there? 888-357-9876 option 2. Like I said, ROH, no respect, man. First of the WWE. Oh, who can forget Ric Flair walking out on them? Walking out on Kerry, like the anal cavity that he is. Straight packed his bags and fled, man. Give me my ball. I'm going home. What Flair said. He said, I can't serve two masters. Meaning he loves the WWE and Vince squashed that run with ROH. Meanwhile, he was never used again on WWE television after that. Didn't see Ric Flair at all on WWE when he left. Now, Bret Hart. And I love Bret. You guys who've listened to the show before know we've talked to him. He's absolutely my favorite of all time. Looked up to the man. But couldn't he have signed with ROH to do what he wants to do in this business? What did he say? He wanted to be someone like John Laurinaitis. Someone to that effect. Someone to that liking. He wants to do that for the business. Couldn't he have done that for ROH? For that promotion? Don't you think Ring of Honor's door would have been wide open for Bret? I know that they don't have McManagement money, but the company is great. Anytime you have the two big two looking in and grabbing your talent left and right, then you're doing something right. You agree? I tell you, if ROH was available on regular TV, regular television, the networks, or even a cable channel for that matter, that is including in many of the packages already, you don't have to pay for it, they would easily be number two promotion, right? Now, come on. Easily. Easily. Ring of Honor would be the number two promotion right now. You doubt me? Whoa? You doubt me? I'll prove it. One name. Samoa Joe. Hell, two names. Desmond Wolf. I can give you more. You want to hear more? Rest my case, Your Honor. You're a witness. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. CM Punk is in the news. He weighed in on the Hogan TNA versus WWE January 4th war. And why he has to open his oral hole is beyond me. Because this guy, he shouldn't even open his mouth, man. He shot out of nowhere, dude. in my opinion, he needs to show a little more respect for the guy. And for the guys who came before him. CM Punk was on some morning show out of Seattle. CM said that he doesn't trust that Hogan is there for TNA as much as himself, and referred to him as a 60-year-old who dresses like he's 18 and from the Jersey Shore. What labels this dude has? Honestly. Would you have ever heard any star from the 80s say that about any wrestler from the past generations publicly? He goes on to say that he hopes Hogan proves it wrong, he said. This comment coming from a guy who is all about kids staying sober and following the right and narrow and so on and so forth, on and on and on. Then he opens his trap and blatantly disrespects Hogan for attempting to make a living. Hogan, a man who paved the way, who was straight edge before Mr. Straight Edge was himself, for that matter. Ha! He was the one telling kids to eat their vitamins and say their prayers. Remember that? You kids of the 80s? Don't do drugs and whatever else he did before Punk came on the scene. Now Punk shoots his mouth and disrespects him for it, earning a living. And yeah, I know Punk is the competition, Hogan's the competition between the two, so I understand. But still, you would have never heard this in the past era as a professional wrestler, period. At least that's my understanding. They had more respect for the ones that came before them. Option 2, radio to online world of wrestling.com. Now let's see what else. Wrestling Dash Radio is saying that Hogan repeated the claim that he's coming to run TNA and answered a question about whether he'll wrestle for them. Quote, I'm going back to the United States to run that company. TNA, that's what Hogan said, end quote. He goes on to say, I'm going to be on camera. I'm going to be behind the scenes taking care of business in the back. And if the fans scream and shout loud enough, I might even lace up the boots, brothers. But I'm not planning on doing that. I'm planning on taking that company and turning it into the number one promotion in the business. And when I leave here, that's the mission I'm on. Hogan claims to have a financial stake in TNA, which will motivate him to do what's best for the company. I signed a deal with Dixie Carter to come in as her partner, Hogan said. I know there are several people on the show, storyline-wise, who say they are part of TNA management, such as Mick Foley and Jeff Jarrett, but this thing is for real, he said. You know, I'm more excited for this than Christmas next week, Tim. what do you think about that idea about the wrestling hosts of WTR getting all together and just doing a huge super show for this thing? It's going to be huge. This could either make or break TNA. Things certainly are going to change if TNA brings it to the WWE. How many of you plan on watching TNA January 4th? How many of you plan on watching WWE? This is going to be great, man. This is going to be absolutely great. How many of you plan on watching? Opposed to the WWE Monday Night Raw, how many of you plan on watching TNA? You guys know me and the Roy boycott I'm on, so you know where my head's going to be. You know where my big screen's going to be tuned in to. I might TiVo Raw. But I ain't going to give it my full attention, that's for sure. I can't take it. I don't like the guest host. Don't like it. I'm going to be all over this TNA broadcast. What about you? You going to be watching this thing? Give me a call, 888-357-9876. I want to hear your thoughts and opinions on this, man. Hogan says that he's going to bring in a 3.0 for TNA January 4th. He said he's going to do it. I'm standing behind it. I think he will. I think he still has that drawing power. Rumors are now going around the internet that the WWE, the McManagement, is bringing in Bret Hart January 4th. Just a rumor. There's no foundation to it. There's no foundation on this real estate that Bret Hart's going to be on Monday Night Raw January 4th. It's likely, but no foundation. Gotta be good, man. Hogan said, I've been in this war before. I've proved that. Not only will the fans go where Hogan goes, I proved that the talent in the wrestling business isn't far behind. That's what Hogan said. Woo! How can he say that? A lot of people are saying, how can Hogan say that? Some hate brewed from that comment, but in actuality, it's true, isn't it? Didn't the WCW not beat out WWE many Mondays over during their time there? Didn't they do it? Didn't the WCW kill WWE in ratings? Weren't you tuned in to Nitro? I don't need to answer. I already know. I don't need it. I don't need an answer from you. I already know the answer. The numbers prove it. The numbers show it. The statement is absolutely true, what Hogan said. I've proved that, he said. Not only will the fans go where Hogan goes, I prove that the talent will too. He will get a 3.0 on January 4th. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. I don't know. Moreover, let's not bring up the 80s, because it's too obvious. We all know what he did for wrestling in the 80s. You would have to be, living under a rock or in a Osama cave to not have heard and or saw a Hogan match, whether fan or not in the industry, right? He brought the fans. I know. You know. Period. We know. Can he still do it? Well, we'll wait and see. But I put my money on it. I'll put every cent that Hogan will get a 3.0 on TNA January 4th. Every red cent of it. What are your opinions on it? Your phone calls, more when we get back on OWW Radio. Don't forget, Slam Wrestling writer John Waltman joining us here on the show as well. 888-357-9876. Again, 888-357-9876, option 2, or radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site. ClickWrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, ClickWrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 to purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
What's this about Screw Anything Goes? Mace seems to think he doesn't have enough commercials, so I got another one for him. If you want to listen to WTR's favorite Aussie, tune in on Friday. Target Practice, one of the newer shows on the Wild Talk Radio Network. If you want to hear an Aussie talk about anything and everything, tune in every Friday, 11 p.m. Eastern. This holiday season, join the Wild Talk Radio Network as we present the first annual Rockin' Cindy's Christmas Contest. We are looking to find the best singer of a Christmas carol as well as the best picture of a Christmas tree. Complete contest details can be found on the official website of the Wild Talk Radio Network, located at wildtalkradio.com. Help us spread some good old-fashioned holiday cheer this holiday season.
Merry Christmas!
Voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
Since 1996, Audio Wrestling has been getting in the ring as your definitive source for all your wrestling desires.
Interviews with some of pro wrestling's biggest stars.
Providing you with a wide selection of award-winning wrestling shows from past and present. Such as
Ministry of Slam,
Monday Night Mayhem,
In Your Head,
WrestleCast,
Sunday Night Showdown,
Wrestling News Live,
Between the Ropes,
RVD Radio,
WrestleCast,
and Wrestle Talk Radio,
and many others.
If you can't get enough Mad Mania, climb into the ring with
Audio Wrestling.
www.audiowrestling.com.
And check out all the real voices of wrestling radio.
Audio Wrestling.
Keeping you tuned in
since 1996.
Better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'll tell you why.
You did it again. Tim, I don't know why you're playing this Springsteen. You're messing with me, aren't you? Because I said I'd rather listen to Big. You're playing Springsteen again, and you know I don't like it. And he looks like a woman. All right. 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. Radio at online, worldofwrestling.com, man. WWE tables, ladders, and chairs on Sunday. Ha! What a shame. What a shame for all you WWE teen viewers and radical WWE viewers like radical Muslims who will die for the cause, man. What an analogy that was. Huh? You guys got screwed out of this one. $49.95 for TLC. The buy rates can't be good for this program. Are the numbers out yet? Does anybody know, Corey? Shock somebody. Are the numbers out for this crap yet? With Christmas and the economy the way it is, the pay-per-view has to have been the worst that I've ever seen in my entire existence, man. The big management, I read someone call, has got you all feeding out of their hands, man, with this. If you order this end of the year, Jim, you got screwed. Now, personally, I didn't buy this garbage. You guys know me by now to know I only get WrestleMania and Rumble sometimes. With Rumble, you know you're going to get 30 men over the top, nonstop action. You know it. With WrestleMania, you know, the stars are at their best. Like Taker and Shawn won this year, and of course we're going to see it next year too, possibly, right? Anyhow, I saw this anal cavity of a program, TLC, and it reminded me of a show we did last year. In fact, it was one of our earliest shows. In the show, I ripped the WWE for the pay-per-view that was out at the time. I don't know what it was. The program I had was that, the problem, I should say, I had was that it seemed like it was a regular Monday Night Raw and or SmackDown. I would add ECW in there, but that trash doesn't see the light on my big screen. The pay-per-view was so awful, man. This one was, as well as the one I referred to. I would like to duplicate this segment a little bit. An update, so to speak. Now, at the referred pay-per-view, we saw John, Mr. WWE Cena, or should I say John, Mr. Comeback Early Cena from injury. He goes crashing through a door window and came out clean. As fresh as the other side of the pillow, man. Not a dot of blood could be found on him. This match was a parking lot brawl. Huh? Not one spot of blood. Now, fast forward to this latest TLC, tables, ladders, and chairs, and you would expect some sort of blood, yes? Wrong. Well, not entirely wrong. Come on, Nick. You see, we did see some blood, but get this. The match was stopped so it could be wiped off. I'm not even joking. Did you guys watch this? You guys have to watch this ladder match between Shelton and Christian, TLC, last week, Sunday. It was a joke of a match that drew me away from the start. From the very start, it drew me away. This is how they started. Thank be to God I didn't pay for this garbage. They stopped the match to wipe the blood off of Christian's face. You would think it being close to the end of the year, it being the last pay-per-view for the WWE this year, you would think they would go out with a bang. Yes? Wrong. Well, not entirely wrong, Nick. Come on. They went out with a bang. They made me want to bang my head up against the wall with frustration and dismay. I began to question, why on earth am I watching this? Why on earth do I waste my time? Why on earth when I already know the outcome and how I will feel at the end of it? And my only answer or awakening is the hope that TNA on January 4th bring one hell of a show, man, to start this war. And once again, we can get that evil, take no prisoners, son of a gun, Vince McMahon back, and the WWF product that brought us to the dance so many years ago. What say you? Do you agree with me? 888-357-9876. 888-357-9876. Option 2 radio at online. worldofwrestling.com.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere.
WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as...
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Sid Vicious,
Foley.
Plus, the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling columns today. And the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site of the pro juice, Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Wild Talk Radio is sponsored by Tripology. Book your next trip with Tripology. If you're finding it's time to get away, you have an important upcoming business trip, or if it's last minute and you need to get there fast without any hassles, call Tripology today.
I'm sure.
If you're working too many hours and can't find the time to plan that badly needed vacation, then stress no longer. Tripology is here to help. Tripology will help you get to where you need to go, whether it's for an important business trip, a last-minute flight out to see a loved one, or that much-needed and overdue vacation. Now is the time to make Tripology your travel agent. Call Tripology toll-free at 1-866-289-9950 or log on to www.mytripology.com and plan your trip now.
Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring, snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time, dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square. In the frosty air,
(888) 357-9876 (option 2) Radio and online world of wrestling.com. We're on Facebook. Check us out at /OWW Radio. I don't know what it is next. Online world of wrestling.com, Wild Talk Radio Networks, WildTalkRadio.com. We're on iTunes. All right. Let's see, you want to take that? All right, let's go to the phone line. Let's take the phone caller, John Waltman, I know is on the line as well. We'll go to John Waltman, shortly. Let's take this first phone call first. Caller, you're on the air. What's up, dude? What's your name?
The Legend Killer.
Oh, what's up, dude? I haven't heard from you in a while. What's going on?
Chilling, man. I'm just curious, why in the hell are you going to order a WWE pay-per-view like TLC and then be shocked you didn't see no blood?
No, I didn't order it. I said I'm glad I didn't order it.
Well, still, why the hell are you shocked that there was no blood in it, though?
Well, I mean, I'm shocked because it's called TLC. And speak up a little bit, dude. That's the only reason why I'm shocked. Because it's called Tables, Ladders, and Chairs. Those are foreign objects in wrestling, isn't it? When back in the 80s and even prior to that, 70s, in the golden era of professional wrestling, we saw maybe one, maybe two chair shots, and guys would be out for weeks, 2-3 weeks at a time. Now we see them all the time, and these guys aren't even getting, you know, specks of blood put on them. And then for the WWE on Sunday at TLC to just stop the match completely, just stop the match between Shelton and Christian to wipe the blood off of Christian, is completely crazy, and it completely goes against everything wrestling stands for. And just like Bret Hart said in the interview we had a month back or whatever the hell that was, He said, when you go in the fight, you're not going to have a guy there ready to wipe blood off of you. You got to go in this thing like reality. You're supposed to make this look real. Do you not? And having some guy come down and wipe blood off you, and for I'll say this after you, I'll say this once we're finished with the phone call, what Truth had to say about MMA and boxing. But you're not going to have that guy there standing wiping blood off or wiping sweat off you in your corner in a real fight. It's completely crazy what the WWE is doing, and you can blame Linda McMahon for that. Go ahead.
Dude, it's WWE. Nothing they do is smart. Vince McMahon has his head shoved up his ass.
Now, I know it, dude. I absolutely know it.
I mean, it used to actually be entertainment. Now it's just fucking promos and stupid crap. No one gives a crap about it unless you're, you know, Ken.
Yeah. I think all these preteens and teenagers are so used to getting everything handed to them. Like I mentioned earlier in the first hour, these kids are so used to getting everything handed to them. The WWE basically force feeds them this crap, and they don't question anything. They're just happy getting it. I was talking to my my nephew the other day. I don't even know how old he is. Fourth grade as well, I think. And he's just John Cena this, John Cena that. I'm like, have you seen this guy wrestle? I mean, what are you looking at? What are you looking at? And then Paul Horseman had a great post on Genesis talking about his little daughter. And she's like, I don't know, two maybe, I don't know. And she just watches it for the comedic standpoint. And I guess that's how you have to watch wrestling now, just to laugh. Because surely the athleticism, the ring psychology, the wrestling in whole, it's not there. The gimmicks is not even there anymore. These guys just go there and just make us laugh. That's it. That's what DX is all about, just making us laugh. Randy Orton, I mean, he goes back in the back. He does these promos, these things on camera, and like a past interview we heard, doesn't he see the camera there? Doesn't he see that camera there? How can he be so dumb? How can this mixed management be so dumb as to put a camera right there, and these guys are scheming and plotting to do things, and the camera's right there? Don't you think your opponent is watching? How stupid is this? Where's the reality in any of this? So stupid. Go ahead, dude.
In WWE land, there is no logic.
Well, aren't you glad January 4th is coming around? What do you think about TNA? You think this is going to be huge for them?
It's probably something pretty big, but I'm still not going to watch no dumbass TNA.
You're not going to watch WWE? Okay, what do you watch, man? You don't like WWE. Are you watching WWE?
No.
So what do you watch?
I watch UFC. I watch The Good Show.
All right, UFC. January 11th, UFC, that's a Monday as well, I believe, that they'll be going head up with Monday Night Raw as well. What are your opinions on that?
It's going to be funny as hell whenever they put WWE in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't you think that the viewers that WWE lost, do you think that they went to UFC? We know UFC has grown leaps and bounds over the past few years. They're mainstream now, which some may argue, one of which is me, but some may argue or not. Those viewers that were WWE went to UFC or even TNA. What's your opinion on that? Which one do you believe?
Just like, cause I feel like wrestling kind of is, because I know exactly what I'm going to see if I watch, you know, Raw or SmackDown or anything, you know? It's
yeah.
The most predictable thing in the history of the world.
Yeah.
And next week, I guarantee you'll see Triple H come out. He'll make some dumb joke that only a 10-year-old will find funny. Randy Orton's going to drone on about God knows what. John Cena's going to talk about how great he is. That's going to be the whole show. With two matches in between that are going to suck.
Yeah.
And on TNA, you're going to see about an hour and 15 minutes of advertising. That's all it is. I remember I used to do those science of threads. I used to get bored to freaking tears doing those things.
Mm.
I didn't make it through the whole show most of the time. I'd tape it on the VCR and then just fast forward through things, time the whole thing.
No.
I did not sit through a whole thing, and it was depressing.
I don't know when the last time I sat through a Monday Night Raw. Well, I know when. It was before the guest host, but completely, entire, whole show without TiVoing or fast-forwarding through both TNA or WWE. What do you think about ROH, though, Ring of Honor?
I don't get that where I live at. I mean, it's on the channel thing, but I don't have a high-definition TV, so it doesn't play.
Yeah. All right.
I assume that's why. It's on HDNet, so.
Yeah, HDNet. Before I let you go, dude, January 4th, you said you aren't going to watch any of the programs, so can you at least give a shot at watching one of the programs? Because get this, if you start watching TNA and the war starts now, you know for sure that Vince McMahon is going to be on his A-game next Monday, and we may do away with all these gimmick or all these lame brain things that he's doing on Monday Night Raw. The guest host thing may be gone next week. Who knows? But we have to start by watching TNA January 4th and get things moving, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so how about putting your TV on Spike January 4th and get the ball moving for WWE? I'm a WWE fan, more than TNA. But the WWE right now is not happening for me. I don't want to see it. I don't want to watch it. In order to get it back to where I want it to be, I'm going to watch TNA. So the ratings will go up, then we'll get that same Vince McMahon that we had in the 90s, man. We'll get that same Vince McMahon that we had in the 80s. Things will change.
Vince McMahon is gone.
Well, no, not if TNA brings their A game on January 4th. We'll get that same Vince McMahon, dude.
Vince McMahon now, he's dumber than a bucket full of crap.
All right, LK. Thanks a lot, dude. I'll see you on the forums, yeah?
All right.
888-357-9876, 888-357-9876, option 2. John Waltman has been patiently standing by. So let's go to John Waltman right now here on OWW Radio. OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, option 2. 888-357-9876, option 2, radio. At onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. John Waltman, professional wrestling journalist, wrote for many sites, most recently and currently Slam Wrestling. It's the mega news site. We all know it. It's known around the world for offering reliable professional wrestling news and information as well as other things. John has interviewed many of today's wrestling athletes, most recently Batista. Also, Kofi Kingston, Shawn Michaels, Kurt Angle, Christopher Daniels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Trish Stratus, and Chris Jericho. That's only a few of them. Slam author, journalist, writer, editor, John Waltman joining us now on the show. John, thanks for taking the time to be with us here this evening on OWW Radio.
Oh, definitely. Glad to do the show anytime.
Thanks a lot. Now, I know you're a journalist, but before we get into the book, how did you grow up wanting to be a print journalist or audio or visual, such as a TV or radio?
I sort of grew up with the fantasy in Canada of doing radio more than anything else, wanting to do. Emulating a lot of the voices that we hear up here on Hockey Night in Canada, guys like Bob Cole and hearing past voices like Foster Hewitt, and then also some of the American broadcasters like Marv Albert, who was of course bigger at boy at that time,
oh, yeah.
And Bob Costas. So I've always, you know, really been a fan of the way that they've been able to call and describe action, you know, whether it was on TV or on radio.
All right, I hear you. Oh, were you a professional wrestling fan when you were younger?
Yeah, definitely. I grew up really surrounded by it. Both my grandfathers, Shawnee and Sydney, were both huge wrestling fans. I would watch Stampede. I would watch some WWE. I would watch, like, then WWF, of course. Every so often, some WCW as well. When it came up here, it wasn't really until 1996, 1997 or so when it really started to heat up that we got regular coverage, other than getting the TBS Superstation feeds every so often on free previews or by subscription, which I think didn't come in even until the early 90s.
How did you decide to merge the two, your love for journalism or writing, into professional wrestling and joining up with the different sites, the news sites that you've been with, combining the two loves that you have?
It started really for me in high school. I was writing for the my high school newspaper. I was at a local Jewish day school, actually. Mm-hmm. And I was in a journalism class, and we were responsible for the paper. So I started putting in a couple of wrestling articles every so often, and actually got warned by my teacher to stop writing wrestling. So maybe it was a little bit of that, that rebellion that, someone stopping me from writing wrestling here, when I get the next opportunity to, I want to be able to, get back into it. So in university, I started writing. I did have my own website for a little bit, and then started, just picked up writing with a couple of the websites like Scoops and iWrestling, and doing a couple newsletters here and there as well. And eventually, that graduated into working for Slam.
What are some of your past memories from working from those previous sites, like Scoop and the other wrestling site that you were working on at the time? What were some of the past memories of working there?
It was very different than a lot of the stuff I do today. I mean, obviously, where I can and where I feel comfortable doing it, I will contribute to Slam's news and rumors section, or I'll, do some of the things that were similar to before, like op-eds. But more so with that, it was doing, getting news reports up and things like that. And one of the things that I always strove to do was to get the legit stories. Even back then, I obviously did a lot of opinion. I had a column in the Scoops newsletter about Canadian wrestling, so I would always talk about Jericho or Benoit or Test or something like that. But I was, trying to stay away from the rumor mongering and avoiding the personal life stories that unfortunately plagued a little bit of the internet wrestling community. Mm-hmm. Fairly and unfairly. I mean, it is the culture today with TMZ and posts like that, you want to get the full story and you go behind the scenes and really out of the arena sometimes for stories. But I never really liked to do that. I was more, I liked to report on what I saw, any time that a new wrestler was signed or was being let go. I tried to provide whatever background I could on their careers and, sort of just carry that through. Particular memories, I don't know if there was any one that really sticks out other than, I didn't really have any of the wrestlers contacting me about any stories or anything like that, mm-hmm. but just being able to get, get my experience there and working with a great group of guys, having guys like Al Isaacs at Scoops was really, positive for me in being able to sort of see the different aspects of the wrestling world and being able to see, the difference between the rumors and the websites that report the fact and being able to really be a part of that and really start to build a bit of a reputation.
John Waltman joining us here on OWW Radio, writer-editor for Slam Wrestling. Fast forward, John, to this mega site, Oliver, mm-hmm. and Pyle, back in 96, I believe, started this mega site, very well known around the world. How long have you been with Slam Wrestling? Tell us a little bit about Slam.
Yeah, I've been officially with them for just about a decade now. I started, unofficially in 1999. I was working with Scoops at the time. This was another guy by the name of Eric Benner. Eric had a column at Slam and had mentioned to me that they might have an opening for a new guy because they were letting a couple guys go. So I emailed Greg and asked him if they were looking for anybody new. He said that they weren't looking to add staff at that point, but they had seen a little bit of the stuff that I've been doing on Scoops with some of the news reports from a local radio show that was being hosted by Joe Aiello and Don Callis, or as people probably better remember him as Cyrus. Right. So I started sending in those reports, and after a while I started to get a little bit more confidence in being able to submit a couple stories, and my first story was actually a review of the WWF No Mercy game for N64, and after doing a couple of further sports stories on that, I was able to start doing a couple of interviews, and my first story was on Chris Jericho. I continued from there, just interviewing guys and doing independent stories, doing some opinion writing, doing submitting to the pay-per-view reports and things like that, And it just sort of grew to the point where I was really at one point a full-fledged staff member, up until the point where Spam went black for about a year,
mm-hmm.
Because of a number of issues that we can talk about later if you want. And then once we reemerged, a couple of the guys that had been there in the past were gone. Now guys like John Molinaro, who had been released and were now working with CBC, or there are other guys like Alex Ristic that hadn't wanted to come back with us on the renewal of the site.
Right.
And I just became a point where I was now an editor, and I was trying to recruit some guys, showing the new guys how to go about the wrestling reporting, doing more of the interviews, doing a lot of more of the hot behind the scenes stuff, also like organizing our previews, doing show reports and things like that. So a little bit more was, my name was not as visible on the site for a while, because my concern was more getting other guys exposure, getting them, getting them to do the interviews and things like that. And obviously it didn't help that WWE was in the media blockage at the time.
Yeah.
But my role sort of transformed into more of a copywriter role and doing some assignments also.
We've asked many athletes, professional wrestlers, this question. Most recently, I believe, Claudio Castagnoli and Nigel McGuinness.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel there is any difference between Canadian wrestling fans, UK wrestling fans, American wrestling fans, Australian, do you think there's any difference between the two, or the four, or whatever it is?
I think it's, in a way it is, because I think that the Canadians are universally patriotic, more so than American fans are, or I would even venture to say somebody that's a European fan. You can be in Winnipeg, or you can be in Calgary, you could be in Halifax, and you're still going to cheer for a guy like an Edge or a Christian, Chris Jericho, going back to Trish Stratus or Bret Hart, because they're Canadian. Mm-hmm. There's that unique sense of pride because they are Canadian. You're not going to get a guy from the States necessarily cheering Shawn Michaels if he's living in Boston.
Right.
That's going to be more character driven. Whereas in Canada, going back to some of the tag teams like La Resistance, who obviously were universally loved in Montreal, more so than the rest of Canada, but they would get cheered in Winnipeg, or they would get cheered in BC, just because they had that Canadian heritage to them. And you'll see that also to an extent in Ireland, whether it's Sheamus or Fit Finley or one of the other guys who have come from their country. Same thing in the UK with to a different degree, though, with William Regal, because he'll say he's from Blackpool, and then, because of the fierceness of the competition there for soccer or football,
mm-hmm.
There is a little bit more of that town versus town. I can't say that the same thing wouldn't happen if there was a guy from Saskatchewan who was wrestling in Winnipeg, he'd probably get booed. But there's definitely more of a sense of nationalism here, that's we'll cheer a guy, whether he's from the East Coast, West Coast, Central, North, wherever.
I know all of our trees have bad apples, but it was in Canada where Chris Jericho punched that lady, shoved that lady. I don't know. I can't even remember the story, but you remember this story. How do you explain that and the fans' reaction to that, and moreover the community's reaction to this?
I think it was interesting. I mean, it didn't get huge play on Canadian media. I think I can't remember offhand what mainstream media got attention got in the U.S. I think it was on TMZ and things like that.
Right.
But we were sort of looking at it as that Jericho was defending himself at a certain point. I think that a lot of it comes down to that. When you're in the ring is one thing, when you're in the arena is one thing, but when you're already heading out and trying to enjoy your normal life, that's a point where, fans really have to be more respectful, and those fans, I think, were disrespecting Jericho to a certain extent. I come from a background where in sports I was an autograph hound. I would, wait in the basement for the hockey players to come out and to get autographs,
mm-hmm.
and, I did the sort of the code was that you would stay in the parking lot and respect the guys. That you would, you know, they would sign autographs for you, but if they were walking with family members or if they were dashing up to the car, you wouldn't chase after them. That's deteriorated in sports a little bit, and I'm not surprised that's translated over to wrestling as well, where fans feel that they can, you know, bang on a guy's car and, you know, hold up cards or
yeah.
paper or whatever, expect them to, you know, reach out and sign. You know, at a certain point, there has been that disintegration of letting wrestlers and sports personalities have their own lives, not interrupting them at a restaurant, not interrupting them at a bar,
right.
or, you know, stalking outside a hotel or something like that. And really, this was just an example of that, where fans went too far and, you know, were too desperate to try to, you know, reach out to Jericho, who was doing his best, and he wasn't even in character at the point. He was generally pissed off because he was trying to, you know, just go about his day. He was trying to leave a show that he'd been in the arena for hours upon hours that day. So, you know, you have to let it go at some point.
John Waltman of Slam Wrestling joining us here on OWW Radio. Now, John, you've interviewed some of the top names in the business.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned Batista, Kofi Kingston, Chris Jericho, like we were just talking about, Kurt Angle, Christopher Daniels, many more. Which interviews have been some of your personal favorites?
That's a really tough question, because I look back at some of the ones that I've done, and for reasons that weren't my own, you know, they really stuck out. Like the Shawn Michaels interview was one that was published in the Ottawa Sun. My interviews with the likes of the Hardy Boys got a lot of attention from fans. The ones that really stick out to me, though, on a personal level, would be Jericho, because he was my first, and I've had a chance since then to talk with him a couple other times. Trish Stratus, who I've been able to have enough of a working relationship with that I can email her on occasion, and she will, you know, give me a couple of stories, or I was able to meet with her when I was in Toronto a couple months ago, and she feels comfortable enough with me to give me a couple of exclusives, or say, you know, if there's something that comes up that seems obviously wrong, she knows that I'll be able to tell the true story. But I think probably the one in wrestling that sticks out to me the most is probably Kurt, and it's only because I've been able to interview him both when he was in WWF and then after he left for TNA. Being a sports fanatic, you know, being able to interview any Olympian, especially a gold medal winner, is an absolute thrill. But Angle stuck out to me because it was a blending, you know, like you said before, it's a marriage of two different obsessions.
Right.
And I was able to interview him both about his Olympic side and about the pro wrestling side. And, you know, even though he's a bit of a reputation of exaggerating a little bit on some of his accomplishments or where he expects TNA to go, and obviously I can't blame him for wanting to promote TNA as much as he can.
Right.
I felt every time that he was honest with me, he was genuine with me, and it might be because he knew where I was from, or it might be just because he felt comfortable enough that I wasn't asking him anything that was too far-fetched, and at the same time wasn't giving just rough questions, but both times that I interviewed him, he was absolutely fantastic, and I would love the opportunity to speak with him again, quite frankly.
Slam Wrestling has a book out. We'll talk about it next with John Waltman of Slam here on OWW Radio. Right back.
OWW Radio.
All right, where do you go to find downloadable professional wrestling on demand? One site, clickwrestle.com. Whether it's male or female, mixed, you want some free videos, wrestlers, and the catalogs that follow, clickwrestle.com. Featuring wrestling matches involving Claudio Castagnoli, Art Cannon, cheerleader Melissa American Dragon, Daphne Chris Hero, and many more. ClickWrestle.com matches are now only $2.95 the purchase. $2.95. Can't go wrong with $2.95. Just log on to www.clickwrestle.com.
Wrestling talk has nowhere left to hide.
Running the Ropes is your definitive source for wrestling news and a more realistic perspective on a wide spectrum of topics.
No politics, no scripts,
no fake gimmicks.
Join Maverick and Nick on Running the Ropes, the only wrestling-based radio program in the San Francisco Bay Area, every Thursday at 6 p.m., right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network,
the evolution of online entertainment.
Get ready to get sinful Thursday nights here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side.
Join our own Cindy Sin.
She's a babe.
As she opens up and talks about anything.
Anything.
And everything on her mind.
You can ignore me if you try.
Nothing is taboo. From sex talk to food to sexy cars, clothes, you name it.
Hi there, big boy.
Do I make you horny?
Oh my gosh.
Anything goes. You can get in on the fun and ask Cindy about anything at all.
She tests very high on the strokeability scale.
By calling in during the show.
Thank you for calling.
Anything goes, Thursdays at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Oh, I'm a biatch, baby.
Get your hands together now. Come on.
Jesus. Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Jesus. Jesus. So lonely.
OWW Radio, 888-357-9876, option 2, 888-357-9876, option 2, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com. Dodd Waltman of Slam Wrestling joining us here on OWW Radio to talk about the Slam Wrestling book that is out now. Mad. 888-387-9876, option 2. John, welcome back to the show. You guys really hit the ground hard promoting this book. Have you enjoyed the opportunity to get out there and talk with the fans about it?
Oh, definitely. And I mean, there's a certain point of ego where you want to be able to say, hey, looky what I did. But you know what? It's really been a special time for me. I mean, I've always been someone who wanted to write a book. That was one of my main career goals when I started in the journalism world. And to be able to have that out there is phenomenal. I've definitely enjoyed things, you know, whether it's been the book launch, doing radio shows such as OWW, mm-hmm. or doing, you know, other publicity has been phenomenal. It's not something that if you had talked to me, you know, 10 years ago when I was just starting this on, I never would have thought that this would have been possible. But being able to interact with fans, both about the book and about the other stuff that I do in Slam, whether it's positive or admittedly the hate mail that that wrestling writers get, that's one of the things that I crave. Back in the day, when Slam was doing chats, I would do them, you know, 2-3 times a year just to be able to speak with some of the fans and being able to get an idea of, you know, what did they like that we were doing and what they didn't like that we were doing. And the same thing with the book. I, you know, I've been hearing different feedback on it. You know, everybody loves the idea of having this compilation of stories that's, you know, really is about 100-plus stories along with photos and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And having that in all one convenient package that, you know, you don't have to go and surf through our website. Along with the other features that we put into the book, like some of the background stories, etc. But I love to hear that people, you know, are excited about some of the stories and that they, you know, are glad to see that some of the stories that we picked were included. And, you know, even for those that say, you know, why wasn't this one included? It only gives us inspiration to do a second book. So it's really been phenomenal.
Do you guys talk about the days that the site went black or that Slam went black?
Yeah, that's a sort of a touchy area for some of the guys, just because it happened on the heels of Greg and a few of the other guys being released from their contracts with Slam, part of the Canoe Network.
Mm-hmm.
And going black was also, for the guys that were left, primarily John Powell, myself, other volunteers like Nick Tywalk, a few other guys, it was hard. It was a time when WWE had kibosh wrestling doing any interviews.
Mm-hmm.
It was a time when WCW had folded and ECW had folded, so there really wasn't much that we could do. ROH hadn't emerged fully at that point. TNA was still a year or so away from starting up, so, you know, looking back at that time and writing the intro that I did, it was emotional. I can't say that it wasn't, because it just took me back to a time when, really, for the first time since, you know, 1998 or so, that I was not able to write about wrestling. So it was, I know at that point I thought, well, you know, what can I do? You know, can I join up with a radio show? Can I, you know, do I want to go back and try to do my own thing? And I just decided that, you know what, I had a feeling that Sam Wilson was going to come back in one way or another, so I held off. And, I mean, and it was just equally satisfying being able to write about the wheel turned, and that we now have the great staff that we do, and that we have the access to WWE guys. And it's sort of interesting to look at, you know, some of the stuff that even since the book finished, you know, that we've been able to do, the Batista interviews, the Kofi Kingston interviews,
mm-hmm.
Things like that. And, you know, being able, you know, it does tell me that, you know, maybe there is a second book that's going to come down the pipe at some point. But, you know, maybe we didn't pay enough attention to the blackout in the book, but, you know, it's sort of hard when there's only a couple of guys that are still involved in the site, and that were, you know, between my Greg and myself working on the book primarily,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, maybe we could have added a little bit more, but at the same time, it's one of those things like, that, you know, it's like when in ECW talks about the mass transit incident, you know, mm-hmm. it's something that you talk about, but at the same time you don't want to talk about, because it was such a hard time in your company's existence.
Right. I completely understand about that as well. It must have been hard for Oliver, this is his baby, and it's basically standing stagnant with contracts and then the WWE thing, WCW, that situation, and just as you mentioned, it had to be really hard on him.
It was. It definitely was hard on Greg. And it was sort of funny because a week before he was released from Canoe, we had just done a staff chat where we were interacting with all of our readers, and it was myself, Greg, Stephen LaRoche, John Molinaro, and John Powell all in on this chat, and we were just having a great time. We were, I don't want to say immediately, it was the same day as the Canoe staff Christmas party, so that there were a couple of drinks that we were able just to share and share out stories, and Greg was able to relive some of the ways that he met some of the wrestlers, like how John Molinaro sent him the craziest polite letter, and you can ask Greg about that when you interview him,
mm-hmm.
Practically begging to let Greg write, John write for Greg's publications. And, you know, after Greg was released and the site continued, it was hard on him, and then when it was shut down, it was a time that none of us really were feeling like writing about wrestling for any number of reasons. But after a while, you know, Greg and I stayed in touch, and Greg kept in touch with John Powell, and the conversation started to go, and, you know, could we get a little bit more momentum? How can we work around the WWE media ban and still produce enough content to make the venture viable? So the conversations happened, and everything got started again. And to his credit, you know, Greg wanted to come back. You know, a lot of guys would have had ill will to their former employer, but Greg said, you know what, I may not be in the office, but I want, you know, let's carry this on under the Canoe banner. There's obviously a lot of benefits to being part of a national media agency. And really for him, you know, to come back showed a lot of confidence to guys like myself,
mm-hmm.
and Nick and some of the other former writers that we weren't going to be, you know, coming back as Slam version 2.0. It was going to be the same Slam Wrestling crew doing the exact same Slam Wrestling thing.
John Waltman of Slam Wrestling. We're talking about the Slam book that is out now. John, I've heard some stories. Actually, it's pretty wacky. Yeah, this piece about the Ultimate Warrior and it being featured in the book. Can you give us a little teaser, the fans or the listeners out there, about what's this all about?
Yeah, this is one of the more fun times in our history. That we would get comments back from the wrestlers every so often. For example, our cartoonist Annette got a couple of emails from Jim Ross asking when she was going to do a cartoon of him. So she was obviously thrilled by that.
Mm-hmm.
Other times, you know, we've seen that, but the Warrior one was the most unique because at that point, you know, we were. This was all, of course, leading up to the release of the Legends of Wrestling video game, which, you know, they did give credit to the company that did it. I think it was Midway. They got all the, they did all these, were able to arrange all these interviews for radio stations, and, you know, one of the places I was working with at the time was able to interview Warrior and a couple others. T.J. Madigan was the guy who picked up on the story and wrote up a good op-ed. To the point where, you know, he thought that that when the first release came out, that Warrior was going to be coming back to wrestling, and instead it was just in this video game. So he expressed his disappointment, and that it was a little bit of a bait and switch. And Warrior, to his credit, and we know that he's been outspoken on his website several times, but he was direct with us, and, you know, we've always been open to having wrestlers contribute to the website, so to have Warrior come on and say that he wants to give his response, we were all for it, and TJ was as well.
Wow. So we can pick up that story in more detail with the Slam Book, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the ones that, you know, when I was going through the archive and, you know, looking at different stories, the Warrior one was one that stuck out to me immediately. We had to have that one in there.
Yeah. There's a good amount of Hogan content in the book also. What are your thoughts on Hogan and his current role with TNA?
You know what? It intrigues me. I mean, I'm of the belief that anything that anybody can do, be it Hogan or if it was somebody like Warrior or, you know, another name, that is able to give a little bit more exposure for a company like TNA, and is able to get the intention so that they're now able and gets them a deal that they have for the coming Monday night episode, I think that's great, because what it does is that pushes Vince, and Vince works best when he is pushed, whether it's from TNA or if it's UFC or whoever it is. You know, Vince works best when he's under pressure, so if Hogan can come in now and give him that little nudge, that's great. At the same time, I'm a little bit fearful of Hogan because, you know, the warning signs are that he's going to be bringing in his buddies like the Nasty Boys and Brutus Beefcake, mm-hmm. and things like that, not to downplay who they are and what they do, but their relevance in this era now is a little bit scary, and they can still perform. They're definitely not slouches in the ring, but it, you know, you don't want to see them taking spots from guys like Daniels or AJ or some of the developing guys who are just starting to get their TNA career started, or even guys who are, you know, at the mid-card level, like a Suicide or something like that, who, you know, can really do a lot for a company by being fresh and being something new. So I'm really cautiously optimistic about what Hogan's going to be able to do. At this point, he isn't promising to wrestle, you know, beyond maybe a couple matches, which isn't a bad thing. And we'll, you know, wait and see from there.
John Waltman of Slam Wrestling joining us here on OWW Radio. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with more of Slam Wrestling, John Waltman.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere. The WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene, all this and more can be found on one site. If you're obsessed with everything wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, views, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a month's worth away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use. Online World of Wrestling. www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
The
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour is now on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got some email?
Yeah, to watch Mark Sanchez scarf down a wiener on the sidelines, Jeff Garcia immediately demanded to be traded to the Jets.
You want the latest NFL news? You won't get it here. You want NFL stats and analysis? You won't get it here.
Skip Bayless talks to Chad Ochocinco Week 8.
The Steelers and the Ravens will wind up better than you. I've got you losing down the road here.
Losing what?
Baltimore, at Pittsburgh.
Chad, please.
Skip Bayless is like my crack.
If you want the best and funniest NFL podcast on the... Join us for the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, Friday nights at 8:30, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Bang!
OWW Radio 888-357-9876, option 2. Nick Anthony also joined with John Waltman. He's here. One more segment with us here on the show. Talk about the slam book. John, tell us where we can get the book. It's out now, I know. Tell us where we can get it, the name of it, and all the facts that we need to know about the book here.
Yeah, for sure. The official title is Slam Wrestling, Shocking Stories from the Squared Circle.
Right.
It is available in retail stores across Canada and the U.S. It should be in Barnes & Noble and Borders, south of the border. Up here, it's available at McNally Robinson, at Chapters Indigo, and all those locations.
Mm-hmm.
Overseas, I can't remember for sure if it's being distributed there, but if it's not, you can pick it up off Amazon or other booksellers online as well.
How did you guys come up with the title, Shocking?
It was, we were trying to get a feeling for what had, obviously, given that there's a little bit of a sales pitch that you want to have, there's something that's going to, a word that's going to draw, investors, but, readers, I should say. But at the same time, you also wanted to sound like it is, like what it is. The interviews that we have in there are really, I mean, some of them, especially ones like the Bruno San Martino interview, really are shocking. You hear guys like Bruno have the reputation, of being solid on the business, or more specifically solid on Vince McMahon. But to hear it in their words and to, hear some of the other stories, like the Warrior story or, any number of other ones, that's the shocking part, because a lot of the times, wrestlers will kayfabe or they will, do their best to protect the business. We're one of the media agencies, where wrestlers feel that they can be comfortable and, tell their full story. And, I think that's the shocking part of it is that, for somebody who's been an outside observer, maybe caught a couple shows here and there, haven't watched since the 80s, when it really was under the curtain of kayfabe, to see these stories now is going to be a little surprising to them.
You mentioned San Martino. I guess that's the quote where he says San Martino attributed his success to McMahon. We're talking about Vince McMahon Sr., yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the difference between McMahon Senior and McMahon Junior in some extreme ways. I think it's about as wide as the continental U.S. So,
what do you see, or who do you see as some of the top stars in the business right now? Who has the potential to be the next breakout star? Have you been watching any of the indies or just mainstream here?
Admittedly, I primarily watch the mainstream because that's what I have the most access to, but I will flip through YouTube and, pick up the occasional matches, or, someone will tell me about a guy who's standing out in the indie scene, and I'll, look at them and see, you know, what they have, especially the guys in ROH who are sort of at the mid-level and, you know, ready to make the next step. I think for sure that Bryan Danielson is going to have a huge impact in WWE, and we've seen that already with Nigel McGuinness or Desmond Wolfe in TNA. Beyond those guys, I mean, there's, you know, one guy that I really liked watching is the Human Tornado, because he just brings something that is theatrical yet pure wrestling at the same time, and he, you know, I think his gimmick is great, and, you know, it's too bad that WSX on MTV did not get picked up further, but I would, you know, I'd love to see him do more. Maybe, you know, I think TNA would be a great place for him to start, because TNA has more of that entertainment style that I think fits more with Tornado's character, in terms of, you know, the women's division. I'm surprised that Sarah Del Rey hasn't gone up to one of the big two yet. There's plenty of other female wrestlers that can go up, as well as male wrestlers, but Del Rey and Tornado are probably the two people that I would say to watch out for, because I think that they will be picked up, more likely by TNA, but definitely sometime in the next couple years.
Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
We all know about the tragedy that happened in his life. Do you guys have a fair amount of content in the book involving Chris Benoit? Have you you guys spoken to him over the past years? Can you guys tell us where his head was at that time and things of that nature?
Yeah, we do have a lot of coverage on Benoit. There were a couple of interviews that we did with him. Guys like John Molinar were able to interview him throughout his career. And afterwards, we were some of the first to be able to have some of the WWE superstars talking about their relationship with Chris. We have an interview with Trevor Murdoch in the book, an interview with Rey Mysterio in the book, where they open up about their feelings about Benoit and the whole situation. Even on the site, you know, you go back and you look at the archives that we have of both when Benoit was developing and when Benoit was reaching a superstardom, and the postmortems that we've unfortunately had to do about Benoit's career and the whole and everything surrounding it. It's really, you know, it's hard, really, and those were some of the ones I can say were some of the more difficult ones to pick. You know, the same thing with Eddie Guerrero, but on a different level, obviously. Guerrero, there were so many great interviews that he did with us, especially with a guy by the name of Ken Weep, who was a Winnipeg Sun reporter, did a fantastic story with Eddie. But Chris was definitely the hardest. I mean, we don't want to not include him. You know, we're not of the mindset that because of, you know, what's transgressed, that we're gonna exclude him from our coverage, and we'll still bring him up from time to time. I think that his story had to be told, the same way that Owen's story had to be told, or any of the other wrestlers who have passed away or have had situations in their lives. Like, we had a Jake Roberts interview, for example, in the book, and we know the up and down road that he's traveled. And,
yes,
you know, there's no reason for any respectable media organization to shy away from that, because if you want to tell a story of your business, be it that you're covering pro wrestling or that you're covering sports that have, you know, as we all know, you know, be it with Tiger Woods or with other individuals have been, you know, dotted with controversy and legal situations, you never want to hide that. You have to be able to tell the full story, and that's exactly what we did, and that's what we'll continue to do.
So basically, you guys don't dish the dirt, or slam wrestling. You guys don't dish dirt. You guys tell the facts from A to Z, man, and you guys don't get in between anything else, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what our strategy is, and we're blessed to have the relationships that we have with the WWE, with TNA, with the other leagues like Ring of Honor, CZW, where we go out and we pick up the phone. Even in the days of the media ban, you know, if there was a story that was breaking out, such as when in Canada when TSN was losing their coverage, I called Gary Davis in the Titan Towers and said, you know what, I want to be able to give the full story as to what's going on. And he was more than happy to talk to me. And, you know, I think that, you know, I hesitate to say that, you know, dishing dirt isn't what we do. you know, we tell the story. We get the sources, and we make an honest effort of trying to get people to tell those stories. We do, of course, have the news and rumors section where, you know, we'll gather information out of that has been leaked to us, or something that is falling on the net, and, you know, and we'll keep it there. But when ever possible, we, you know, try to get the confirmations. If there's a card coming up that's advertising John Cena versus Randy Orton, you know, there's always going to be a card subject to change, given the quote-unquote stipulations that are in existence right now.
Right.
But even as something as simple as a rumor about a wrestler leaving a company, or something like that, especially with, the mechanisms that are out there, like right now, like Twitter and MySpace and Facebook, you know, we are very careful to watch those sites and see, you know, what little tips are the wrestlers giving over there, telling a story that is, you know, they're refuting a story that's being passed around. You know, we'll be usually among the first to report on that, and that's something that I pride myself on. Going back to when we were talking before about some of the interviews that I've done, there was actually a situation last year where there had been a report that Trish Stratus had refused and was, you know, being a diva, pardon the pun, about the WrestleMania Battle Royal. And there was things that were said on the net that just didn't seem to jive with me. So I called Trish and said, you know, this is what's being reported. Can you tell your side of the story? And she was glad that what I had called, and we were able to tell what was real. And, you know, I know how it is for a lot of the reporters who don't have the access. You sometimes have to grasp to what bits you either fed or what rumors there are coming about, and evaluating it as being, you know, is this something that could happen? Is this something that seems realistic? And to their credit, there's a lot of guys who do that very well. People who have either built up their inside sources or people who have taking that extra effort. And for anybody who hasn't done that yet, I would say, you know, there's no, you know, your reputation isn't going to be gained by copying what's on our site or on The Observer, mm-hmm. or ProWrestling.net or PW Insider or something like that.
Right.
You know, go out and find those stories yourself. Do those extra calls or send in a message over Twitter, because you never know. You know, some wrestler will pick up and they will be more than happy to talk to you, because you're showing that you are legit and you're trying to be as responsible as possible in your reporting. And, you know, and I'll say the same thing to anybody who's, doing a hockey board or baseball board or, you know, politics or whatever it is.
Right.
Do everything you can to get the real story. You're going to get a few spam phone calls. You're going to get some emails not responded to, but you will crack through, and it will only serve you better in the long run.
With saying that, Jeff Hardy. A lot of rumors were out about Jeff Hardy and what he may or may not have done and what he may or may not had in his house at the time. Have you guys spoken to him?
We haven't spoken to him. Jeff, unfortunately, is one of the ones that at least I don't have on my contact list. But at this point, because it's already a legal matter,
well,
I doubt that
yeah,
Jeff would be willing to say anything beyond what he's already stated. And even, you know, he pulled his Twitter account for a reason, because he, you know, his legal counsel would have advised him to not say anything because it can't be incriminating. So in situations like this, where there is legal progression now, you're not going to get the access unless Jeff and his counsel decide to hold a conference. But in most cases, it won't be Jeff that will be giving those statements. It will be his legal counsel that will be speaking on his behalf. And, you know, maybe once the case is out of the courts, or Jeff returns to wrestling or something like that, it's definitely something that at that point we can ask him about. And he might say, you know, I'm not comfortable talking about it, or it's something that I can't speak about because there's still potential legal action that might be taken. At that point, we back off. But, you know, it's going to be sort of our wait-and-see approach. And in the meantime, you know, there's a little bit of an advantage in being able to have the Associated Press reporting on it, and having the court reporters from various newspapers, both local and national and international, being on the scene and being able to talk with them and sharing some information with them, and being able to host the AP reports or the Reuters reports because we are part of an international news agency. Sun Media, for those in the States who don't know, runs a number of papers across Canada, including in Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, Calgary. So they're part of they have the AP subscriptions along with Reuters and the Canadian Press. So we're able to feature those stories word for word as they would appear on any news sites.
John Waltman of Slam Wrestling. John, where can our listeners find the copy of the book again, name and title?
Yeah, it's Slam Wrestling, Shocking Stories from the Squared Circle. It can be found at all major booksellers and retailers. You can go online to Amazon, or you can go to High Spots, which I believe is going to be setting up a couple of special packages in the next little bit, so you can definitely check them out and go through our website, slam.ca, and click on wrestling, and be sure to check out on all of the information there. And I would definitely encourage anybody, you know, whether you've read the book or read some of my work, as I said earlier, I love the feedback. So, you know, you can contact me through the Slam website, or you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/JohnWaldman, that's JohnWaldman. And, you know, definitely look forward to hearing back from you guys, and if there's enough support, hopefully we can get another book out in the next couple of years.
Absolutely. Slam.ca, Slam Wrestling's John Waltman here on OWW Radio. We'll take a quick break. Come right back with more OWW.
OWW Radio.
Do you have a certain passion? Maybe you're a geek, a wrestling fan, a sex enthusiast, or you just need something to do for the evening. Then come check out the Wild Talk Radio Network, providing you with the latest in online entertainment. Whether it's getting in the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio, or getting a little R-rated with CB Radio or Anything Goes, or whether you just want to play a game of Dungeons & Dragons with the geeks over to Talk We Talk Live, all you gotta do is head on over to www.wildtalkradio.com and check out all of our daily programming. Wild Talk Radio Network. Come and get wild with us.
Kalikimaka is a thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land where palm trees sway. Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright, the sun to shine by day.
All right, Tim, I'm talking. That does it. Thanks to the producers. Shock Scott, Dave, Aaron, Ping Pong, Eric. The executive producer of OWW Radio is Corey Morrow. Brad Dykens is the editor-in-chief of online worldofwrestling.com. Jason Dedridge is the owner. Thanks to the callers this week for their time. Also, our guest, editor, writer, co-writer from Slam Wrestling, John Waltman. Check out the Slam book, Shocking Stories of the Squared Circle. Blah, 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 man. Shocking Stories of the Squared Circle. OWW Radio gets his news from F4WOnline.com, PW Insider, Slam Wrestling, Wrestling-Radio.com, and online, WorldOfWrestling.com. OWW Radio is available on Twitter at /OWW Radio, also Facebook at /WWRadio.com as well. iTunes, baby, go to the iTunes store, subscribe already. The OWW Radio. ClickWrestle.com has a Christmas sale right now when you mention Santa Claus, SantaClaws. You'll receive 25% off your purchase. Go to ClickWrestle.com and OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. Check them out at online, worldofwrestling.com. I'll be there. And Wild Talk Radio, baby, the best in internet radio. Get wild! Wild Talk Radio. Network. Hey, Christmas is next week, so Merry Christmas to you guys. Talk to you next year. OW Radio will be off until January 4th, the Monday Night War. Hope to hear you Tuesday, the day after on OWW Radio. Thanks for tuning in. That's the up-to-the-minute news, up-to-the-minute. That's all the news. And, of course, OWW Radio till January 5th. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Tim, I'm out.
Indians scattered on North Highway bleeding. Ghosts crowded in child's fragile eggshell mind.
Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees.